Hello, hello, hello. This is Umajuput Robert Marawa. Are you listening to My Top 10 at 10?
On the street, on the air.
Kaya, 959.
I think the part that really gets me on the song is when he says, I have, hey man, I don't have brain cells for clever conversations, eh?
No. Am I sounding like Barry White?
Well, let's say Barry Brown. Yeah.
All right. It's cold in Rosebank, you know.
You know who you sound like right now?
Who do I sound like?
Bafana.
Oh, Bafana. Not the football team.
No. The legend. You know who. Bafana Nkosi, WBN.
I was with him 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was at the book launch.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for the invite, by the way.
It's a pleasure, man.
How? How? Say it again, Linda.
No. It's one of many.
I know.
So don't worry.
Yeah. I'll be there.
We can't leave the best tea out of any invite.
No. Yeah. Definitely.
So remember, we were talking about elders. So we have to respect the elders first. So Wilson Bingos is part of the leadership. When you got it to Sasa Grant, so you will be next. So we have to respect the order. You
know?
So
right,
Jam. Hey man, what an honor.
What an honor, yes, to me.
To me. To be invited here.
Ah, but you know.
I know nothing.
No, you know very well.
Oh, Barry White.
Anytime you say Grim, we stop and say
Shelele,
again. Yeah. You start the book and you open it up at 35.
Yeah.
First heart attack.
Because life could have ended and there would have been no book. So we have to start where a lot of cross-examination, introspection, deep thinking had to happen about life. So I know the book starts off like in a very dramatic Netflix manner.
Yeah.
Like, yo, let's cook the guy.
Right, I was like, are there chapters after this line?
Because this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to be intentional. And I got to thank Mandy Wiener because, my goodness.
Award winning writer.
Oh, man. I would not have made this journey with the book if it wasn't for her. If it wasn't for the team at Penn Macmillan, for example.
Yeah.
They were so great. I don't know about books. I'm a broadcaster.
That's right.
Yeah. But Mandy helped, you know. I asked the questions, remember. That is my job.
Yes.
Now, I have to be vulnerable to somebody who is going to be capturing my story.
That's right.
But she's also going to look at me in the eye and say, yes, Ropa, mind you.
Yeah.
You know, let's go deeper. Where's the emotion? Where are you? Relax. Trust me. So we have to develop a level of trust in the person to say, this is not Mandy Wiener who's working at 702, mm-hmm. who might go break the story onto the newspaper.
Right.
You know, there's a level of trust that has mm-hmm. to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened in the journey of this book. So once the level of trust was developed, hello, Mandy. Hey, umuntu okhuluma ngabo Radovan Krejcer, the underworld, mm-hmm. the Lolly Jacksons of this world.
Like I said, award-winning journalist.
Yeah. So now I'm saying, I don't understand, you know. But the way it starts, again I repeat, is intentional because life might not have happened after that heart attack.
Take me to you. Were you unconscious after that and then woke up in hospital?
No, I had to be conscious because these guys wanted my medical aid card. So before the ambulance moved, they needed to know, Uti, from Rivonia.
Yes.
Do we go to Paragwanath?
Or
do we go to Sunning Hill, which is 3 minutes away? So if the medical card is not there, we have a long road to Paragwanath. Yes. So a lot of people know the story, but I repeat again that the following day when the doctor tells me that I was 23 minutes away from dying, then I'm thinking, from Rivonia to Barra, I might not have made it beyond Gordon Road off ramp.
Yeah, that's
where the lights would have flashed immediately.
Yeah.
Then, thankfully, We didn't find that medical aid card. I had to just think, oh, my ear, nose and throat doctor is at Sunning Hill. Phone him. He'll give you the details.
That's right.
You know, and that's
exactly. At least you were of that alert mind to even think of that.
I had to, because I realized the power of the so-called medical aid card and medical aid membership and what it meant in terms of life and death. And then Yaqali engine, the ambulance. Then we drove 4 minutes to Sunning Hill. So that is how the intervention happened, because with the heart attack, it's all about time.
Time.
And you don't have time on your hands.
Post this, you're back on your feet.
Yeah.
You're back doing what you love doing. Sports.
Yeah.
Broadcasting sports, bringing the decision makers, the key players, the instigators to sit in front of you. Is your view changing now in terms of why you do what you do?
The view is being enhanced, because now I'm like, yo, guys, I was quoted to meeting Tupac, chilling with Luther, Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Which sounds like a great time.
The gentleman you just played now, the Big Buzzer, Barry White.
Oh, yeah.
I was quoted to meeting those guys. So what do I do that's going to be different? How do I channel what we are doing? And that is why the sports show evolved. You and I know sport. We know last week, Kuguti Pirates by Shail.
Yeah.
But what more can we deliver to people than what they know? So engaging in talk and engaging in issues that revolve around the administration of the game,
yeah,
whatever the game is, cricket, rugby, whatever.
Yeah.
That is what became an important thing. So yeah, when you see the injustices that are happening around it, then it is now your duty as somebody within the public broadcaster to bring about public-related issues. Mm. And that is why when the SJN hearings happened around cricket, we had brought in the black players who had been prejudiced against as professionals.
Yes.
So when Advocate Dumisa Ntsebeza said, we're going to start a hearing, it was on the back of the shows that we had done. So you're making a difference, a transformation difference in rugby, in cricket, in sports generally. And that was part of the drive and the kick, Malume, that I got after that 2008 heart attack was to, what am I going to live for and about?
Yeah.
What difference am I going to live for? Because people say, hey, you are lucky, you survived two heart attacks, you survived COVID pneumonia. That they're sparing you for.
Yes.
So then I have to find within myself the internal purpose and reason. And that's why when I reach out spiritually and say in the morning or in the evening,
that's right.
I'm going to keep on living. I'm going to keep on trying to do this.
Yeah.
I will be tripped up. Yes, I will be fired. I will be all of those things. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have never developed or formed the word fired if there's no practical examples of people that get fired. Hang it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay, if we are living proof, maybe one day in the dictionary, they'll take out the word fired.
That's right.
Hmm.
If you just join in, that's the voice, unmistakable voice of Robert Marawa. Grim Shelele, the book is out. And this is basically a conversation around it. So, I feel, watching from a distance and listening from a distance, this second half of Robert Marawa also brought in a lot of drive to a point that it unsettled a couple of people.
Mm.
You felt like, I do not have enough time, but the time I have now, I will use it to speak, to reveal, to expose, to whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that also rattled a few cages.
Yeah, cages were meant to be rattled. But it's not intentional. I think people misread it at times. You know, when you in pursuit of the truth, when in pursuit of open engagement, it might seem like you're rattling the cage, and you're not. All you're seeking is the truth. All you're seeking is answers, because if you are in a position of authority, please be accountable.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't take it personally. please don't think it's a witch hunt on you. No, it is your position.
Yeah.
So that is why if you had a chance with the president of the country, Cyril Ramaphosa, to sit here now.
That's right.
You know, I would use that 15, 20 minutes with him to actually give him a bit of a grilling.
Yeah.
Because the nation is angry. Mm-hmm. The nation is not happy.
Mm-hmm.
The nation has to duck potholes, not have water, not have lights, not have anything.
Yeah.
So why did you want to come into power?
Mm.
If you can't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
If the people that work with you can't deliver. If the people that are working for you can't put railway lines and all sorts of things. Gandhi, what was this wonderful life that you were being promised?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So you utilize that time to say, nice, hey, president, and take photos and make him feel very presidential.
Yeah.
But he has got to be answerable.
Yeah.
So anyone in position, you got to treat as a president and not, not wishy-washy stuff around the appointment, because otherwise he's a ceremonial guy.
Mm.
Then maybe the country needs a CEO and we don't have to go to Congress and conference.
That's right.
We just choose a CEO or we choose a dictator. Somebody who's going to crack the whip and make the country work.
Yeah.
You know, so I use the same things in approaching the work that I do, because people undermine sport. People undermine the power.
It's entertainment.
Yeah. They undermine the power of sport.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they say, the richest people in the world, maybe in the top 20, there'll be a good number of sports people there.
That's right.
Yeah. But there'll be no South African in the top 20, the top 100, the top 1,000, who's a sports person in that top anything in the world. But yet we got 60 odd million people here who could be on that list. But because we don't prioritize it,
mm-hmm.
it becomes a problem.
As a social agent.
Absolutely. But they're happy to quote Madiba, hey, sport is a, hey, that unifies, hey. But where's the delivery?
Show it.
Yeah.
Live it, believe it. Are you insane still? With Gregory Porter and Leila Hathaway? I knew Gregory Porter coming in. I knew.
Oh, man. It just reminds me when I destroyed David Mashabele. He had no idea of this thing.
You know? Jim, he's sitting dark. I destroyed him on his show.
No, I destroyed him on the show. Don't multiple you? Times.
David!
Yeah.
That's how you do it, bro.
Is he on air this time?
Bro? No. He's still doing push-ups now.
Oh, okay.
What? He takes notes and then he goes in.
What is he, pushing up the bones or what is he? Oh, okay. My tumble ups.
It is a Sundown space. Okay.
All right. No. You know, musically, and I'm glad he's coming into the country next year.
Yeah.
Gregory Porter.
January he'll be.
My goodness.
Four sold out shows.
I went online. I have no idea. I haven't bought a pair of socks online.
Yeah.
But when they said this guy, I went online. I follow instructions. They said, okay, pay. I'm not sure if it's a scam.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
That's right.
Even if I use my furniture store card, I am just going to say, okay, Bears Furnishers, Gregory Pot, three tickets. And I bought, because I also introduced my 85-year-old mother to Gregory Pot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when we're driving long distance, but I'm going to lo baba lo. And then I know exactly who, she'll forget what the name is.
Yeah.
Then I just keep quiet. Go to the track. How do you have a... Then she's Nangog. And then immediately, it's Gregory Porter, Leila Hathaway. So remember, the lineage is Donny Hathaway.
That's right.
And you can't go wrong.
Oh, come on.
You can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I just look forward to how he'll perform. And I think he's got a sense now when they had to extend the number of shows.
Yeah.
That, my goodness, you know, in this Africa, you know, the motherland.
Yeah. I spoke to him. He's been here before.
Yeah.
He even came to Kaya to give us a live performance.
Beautiful.
And we had a sort of a reconnection about that.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that always hits him about South Africa is how authentic our ears are to his music, one. Two, how easily adaptable he feels when he's here. He talks about a moment where he was taken to a church somewhere in Bretts.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a cappella and hands.
Oh, wow.
He didn't understand the word what that was said, but he was moved.
In Bretts. The Bretts.
The one and only.
Hey, I thought maybe there's a Prince here in Rosebank. Hello, hello, hello. This is Umaju Putu, Robert Marawa. And you're listening to My Top 10 at 10.
On the street. On the air. Kaya, 959.
Yes.
Yay.
Your adverts. Your adverts. This is Vestech, right?
University.
University.
Further. Bramfontein. Yes.
Varsity Bramfontein, SABC is in Auckland Park.
No, sir.
Are you walking there? What's happening?
What else must I do? Shaimun walk. What must I do?
No, give it a text.
Number of it two.
But you know.
I taxi, hey, Baba. Yeah, no. So I should discount. Yeah, double-decker bus. But that was to go to town. If you wanted to go to Commissioner, yes. Wanted to go to Carlton Center.
That's right.
Yeah, then you did the double-decker bus thing.
Mm.
But Wits, as long as you could see the building from where you were, you could walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the decision was made, I walk. As
Why?
We did every day.
Why?
There was no other choice. I walked every day from, our res was where the Wits Business School was.
Yes.
Ernest Oppenheimer Hall.
That's
EOH.
Right. Yes.
You cross the highway, cross another highway, through to the backside of where Jubilee Hall was.
That's
and into
right.
Campus.
Yeah.
You walked to David Webster Hall on the other side. We walked. I mean, Nina Sam Gola, my fancy watch. Oh, I did
810,000 steps. Yes.
Yeah. We were doing kilometers without knowing. No more steps in, 6,000 maximum, and you go buy a milkshake afterwards as a gift. It was not applicable. I walked. I could see the building, so I could walk.
And that became your cardinal point.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
At the time, I came to Joburg purely to study law.
And then?
And then that building.
Huh? Prakos Khadebe, by the way, you are the reason for him dumping studies to go to that building. By the way.
Yeah, by forming this Metro FM.
Yes.
It became a beast.
Hey.
But I do say in the book, though, that radio was never part of my journey. It was part of a journey that I thought was very sacred for very gifted, very talented people.
Yeah.
People that I admired growing up.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why the analogy of that small gray radio at school carries on. Mm-hmm. But I had no intention of being on radio. I loved listening to it.
Yes.
I respected it. Ngiyabonga, bye-bye, I washed my hands. Me, I wanted to do television and sport. That's it.
And then how did it come about that you interview Aaliyah?
I didn't even interview her. I heard I was on campus, supposed to go for a lecture, I think on West Campus. Because radio was always there.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to Vusi Letswalo. Vusi's doing the lunchtime show.
The musical doctor.
Nazok. And because, again, I loved R&B, I love soul, I love hip-hop, rap music. So that's why one of the photos in the book, you'll see at school, at high school, there's a whole lot of, there's MC Hammer, Salt and Pepper, Kid and Play, all of them, they plastered on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle Lay from LA, who got hooked up with Dr. Dre.
That's right.
Yeah. So all of that is on the wall because I love to follow success stories of black people, African American black successes.
Oh, yeah.
So I would read up about Suge Knight and the struggles that they had.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I knew Aaliyah before she really blew up.
Yeah.
Because I would read Write On magazine and Word Up and so on.
That's right.
That's where the posters came from.
Yeah.
And I knew of this kid that was bubbling under, but she was not a phenomenon yet in the world. So when I hear Vusi, I'm here with Aaliyah. I'm like, no,
man.
I cassette Leutinu Vusi. Aaliyah. So again, unbeknown, because this was going to be now my first walk or inquiry about where the SABC is, because they've showed to me before. But how do I get there? That was like, I'm going to walk. I don't know. I'm crazy like that. So I walked to go and meet Aaliyah as if she had an appointment with me. So I walked. I asked, where's radio? Where's Metro? And as I walked through, where the main reception is, where Metro and 5FM are now.
Yeah.
Coming through from, Anti-Metro was two floors underground
then. Right.
So as they whooping across, I'm like, there she is. She's walking with the mother and just a security guy or Misa a parking lot. I don't know where I mustered the courage from, so I go to the mother out of respect.
Of course, being an African man.
You know what I'm saying.
That's right.
I'm not going to go and attack the daughter now. You know? So I introduce myself and like, no, I've been reading up about your daughter. Love to meet her. And, you know, so I, no. She calls, hey, Aaliyah, come through. Mm. And we exchange words, you know, we chat. Yeah. Talk about, you know, some of the stuff she had released, what her plans were. I really had no idea what I was going to ask her. Yeah. I just said, I'm going to meet this lady. And there she was. By luck, they hadn't left the building.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, yo, but how am I actually going to prove to anyone that I actually met this? So exactly. There's no phones. There's no taking a photo or anything like that. And I feel in the back pocket, there's like an ATM slip. A net bank ATM slip. And it was a sign I learned on the back of the slip. Shape. And poor lady, she did it. You know, and I kept that slip for years and years and years as a sign of the meeting that I had with her. And I mean, obviously, I went and bought the DVD of the plane crash and, you know, what happened before and what happened and why it was overloaded and so on. So So that was an experience, literally the first time with the what would then become an international superstar.
True that. Prim Shalele, the book. There's no divorcing Robert. You know what I love about your life, what you do, and you as a person, is that you must know you have done it, not made it, but you have done it and done it well. When people can't divorce your name from your surname, you must just, you know what? It's a sign. To a point that when you say Robert, there's only one Robert that comes to mind.
Yeah.
And then, no, Marawa, what do you mean? How can you ask me which one?
Yeah.
Marawa. Yeah. We're talking about Mugabe here.
And you couldn't divorce his name with the surname.
You know? So, well done.
No, thanks. I mean, obviously, there were always people saying, but you're in the industry. So, like, okay. So, you want me to call myself Robbie Rob or... It's not going to work.
Yeah.
This is my name. This is my surname. Can we do work? And it stuck to that.
And that's a beauty about, you know, following that calling. We're not giving away the book. We're just giving you snippets of it so that you'll be able to read it. So we're pointing, just giving you timelines or timestamps on the book. You had failed romantic relationships. Mm. Are you writing about them?
Do they pass? So if they fail, we're the ones that pass. And if they pass, are they passing because they are heavenly made? Rhetorical question.
That's right.
That's why when I call you Maluma, I call you Maluma out of respect because of not only you, but the union that you've built, no ma'am.
Yes, right.
Or auntie, as I call it.
Who calls you Maluma? That's where I got it from.
Nazo. It's a family thing.
Yeah.
So knowing both of your journeys, where there were moments where there was a speed wobble.
Mm-hmm. But there was.
100%. But then the union found itself again.
Again. Yeah.
Because it was meant to be.
That's right.
So I draw inspiration from that because it is not easy.
Wow.
You know, it is not easy. So that is why I'm Nhlonipha Nobabil, because it was meant to be and you made sure that it happens.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, people will say, you know, have a relationship with somebody who's in the industry. It's not that easy. My hours, your hours, it's just not.
It's not a content based,
Ngoba sonke siyabroadcast akushadweni.
Ngabe dala washada no Carol Manana ngithi.
Shebe, uhlale ehleke thiyo. You know, we've been together as broadcast partners for
so long. That's
right. You know, but it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
You know, so I've been okay with whatever the journey is, you know. But in terms of relationships, I mean, I talk about high school.
Nice.
You know, because you have that high school love.
Yeah.
Somebody you fall in love for the first time, or maybe even discover what love is.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody who even years later, just the mere mention of their names is just like, So I touch on that experiences, coming to Joburg, encountering, you know, somebody you had watched on TV and ads, and all of a sudden, boom, the person's in front of you.
Yeah.
And things transpire. Like yeah. I say, sitting at Top Club, we can't give away
too
much.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And up until you get engaged, you know, I never got married in my world.
Yeah. But you had a fiance though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we
and I think that's the most publicized of them all, isn't it?
Yes. You know, I'm a little picking in. She's a superstar. So it had to be.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Get the. It's not because one wanted it to be that way.
Yeah.
And the beauty about it is that she's very supportive of the book, and she was at the book launch as well week.
Oh, wonderful! You know, that's great.
And
guys, there's nothing like maturity. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Exactly. For what? Why?
Exactly. Yeah? You don't throw the baby with the water.
No. That's now above half the time.
Who
no
is
water.
Robert talking about? You can only find out if you read the book.
If you speculate that I had more than one fiance, then you'd be in trouble. But yeah, there's only been one.
Yeah.
So it's openly expressed. I mean, there's nothing to hide. Mm. The support systems, you know, my dad fell ill 2016. That's when he passed. He had a very short time.
Yeah.
Between diagnosis of stage 4 cancer and him passing.
It happened so fast though.
You know, she was working in New York doing Quantico then, but took time, would ask for time off to come and support, you know, go to hospital, see the old man, you know, so those things are things that are never spoken about because when a trashploid wants to write their trash, they're never going to see the positive of anything.
That's right.
You know, so it only just takes a once in a lifetime opportunity to write a book and say, okay, so I beg a panzi hele.
We'll be right back.
Hello. This is Umajuputu, Robert Marawa. And you're listening to My Top 10 at 10.
On the street. On the air. Kaya, 959.
The music is suffering now.
From this 10, two and a half, we're going to be passing metric like hell.
Okay, is it only two at least? Choose one. I've got Shirley here, I've got Eric here, I've got Anita here, I've got Ashford, I've got John. Choose one.
You know why? It got to a stage where I felt when all the guns were facing my way and I was in the firing line.
Yeah.
I was like, as in,
yeah.
I'll take the whole world on if I had to. Mm. Let me not even go on with the words.
You are taking the world on, hence MSW, right?
Oh, man. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Your pride and joy.
A movement.
You're even blossoming. You're smiling talking about it.
No, yes. You have an option to pull your feet away, ain't
it? Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're not destroying the whole body.
Yeah.
You may be...
limping?
Yeah, but you don't limp. You take time. I even said at the launch, I said, the experience of being unemployed was, remember, I was radio unemployed, I was television unemployed.
All at the same time.
All at the same time, and all very deliberate, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it gave me time to go home and spend 2 months flat, clears no mom.
Sure.
Face to face, for the first time in my whole life. But I was sent to boarding school, or had to go to boarding school from the age of 5.
Yes.
So I'm away from home for that long.
Wow.
Christmas is just Christmas, New Year, back to work. Christmas, New Year, you know, whatever. 2 months, clears. Fixing things around the house, sorting things out.
Back to being a boy, back to being a son.
And I go and do that. It was to your mother, your parents, you're always a kid.
Yes.
And I enjoyed that. That was quality time that I would have never had.
Healing?
Beautiful.
Healing as well?
The most therapeutic ever. Because Umakeb, I know she's listening, because she came up for the... She came up. She hadn't flown in an aeroplane since 2016.
Okay.
Yeah. She's had a backup, knee op, knee replacement. There were that like is into, but as a mother who brought us up as four kids, the duty on the kids to prop up her is all that much more powerful now.
Sure.
You know, so where people thought, hey, some kritile, some oshile, whatever, you gave me quality time to spend with my mother
and
my family
and
all the family members that were there. So I never look at things like, or you are angry or you, no, there's no anger. Anger for what?
Mm-hmm.
Those are decisions that are taken by people.
Let me then, in this point, and maybe as the last question for this hour, didn't you overstay your welcome? You know how it is. We've been saying this even when we were still on air.
Yeah.
The trick is to know when to go.
And remember when I left the first time, it was again, you know, out of spite and all sorts of things.
Sure.
And I'd vowed that I'm not going to come back. But because the power of people, the power of individuals that absorb what you and I do was overwhelming. So even if I was approached by the current CEO, I told him, no, I don't want to come back.
Yeah.
The power of the people, his persuasion, I said, okay, let's give this a try.
Mm-hmm.
Although I could have written it down after signing the contract, giving it to you and say, Tibos, this is how this thing is going to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be people that know Uguti, I've got a 3-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
And come the end of that 3-year contract, it's not going to be renewed. Even if my show has 28 million listeners.
Yes.
Is making 28 million rand.
A day.
There'll
still be people.
Yeah. So that I could have told you then. So again, my took Delela, but it's not. I strategically and specifically insisted that the show be called Marawa Sports Worldwide. Because Masengqoshiwe, whoever takes over from MSW cannot call it MSW because Marawa is now
gone.
Fired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I can take MSW anywhere. In the same jingle that you just played. So I could play MSW or produce and present it from under the ocean, chilling with the whales and the sharks.
Yeah.
It'll still as long as you're in the MSW.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling your story.
Thank you for allowing
I think it's the bravest thing you have ever done. Over and above the fact that you fought to stand again.
Yeah.
But to tell your story like that in a book, you're basically walking naked, so to speak.
Oh, yes.
And vulnerability is not a weakness, it's a strength, isn't it?
You learn it. And I think anyone seeking shelter as well, Jobalini Zulu, needs to go into a mall to buy a cappuccino or a Milo. Aslangane lapha e-mall of the South. Mangisuka la ngiyakhona. Exclusive books. Let's take photos. Let's celebrate this life thing. I say tang in what? Mofunu we funda, uzoi funda, mofunu tangeli present, uzoi tangeli present.
Time for presents.
Mofunu we tattoo, we fire your toilet, we flash, uzoi tattoo, we flash, but we tang it.
And Naleso till sleep, Nayo sleep legs, so I could say ATMs, lad.
No, so.
A sign.
You never know.
You never know.
So, so quiet, Angel. But yeah, on a serious note, thank you so much. I mean, this has been an absolute pleasure. You know, this is a medium I've always loved. And when you have professionals and people that admire like Tibos saying, please come on and talk about whatever and play music, then I'm eternally touched, sir.
I think, Sipasile, we did play 2.5 songs.
Yeah, it's fairly legot. So in past rate, I'm at 32. It was a 23%.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Robert Marawa. I've been sipping the best tea in the city. You've been listening to my top 10 at 10, but it's time now to go. Sese Vala City Inject. Tibos Shelele.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.